A reading from the Gospel of Luke. There will be signs in the sun, the moon, and the stars, and on the earth distress among nations, confused by the roaring of the sea and waves. People will faint from fear and foreboding of what is coming upon the world, for the powers of the heavens will be shaken. Then they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. Now, when these things begin to take place, stand up and raise your heads, because your redemption is drawing near. Then he told them a parable. Look at the fig tree and all the trees. As soon as they sprout leaves, you can see for yourselves and know that summer is already near. So also, when you see these things taking place, you know that the kingdom of God is near. Truly, I tell you, this generation will not pass away until all things have taken place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. Be on guard so that your hearts are not weighed down with dissipation and drunkenness, and the worries of this life, and that day catch you unexpectedly, like a trap, for it will come upon all who live in the face of the whole earth. Be alert at all times, praying that you may have the strength to escape all these things that will take place and to stand before the Son of Man. Advent, Christmas, the words conjure up for most of us a certain image. We think of the vast array of trees and decorations, the gifts, the music, the food, and most importantly of all, we think about a birth as viewed through the manger scene and described in the Gospels of Matthew and Luke. Mary and Joseph, the wise men and their camels, the shepherds and their sheep, the Christ child lying there, all eyes gazing upon him. These are the things that come to mind as we enter into this particular time of year. Most of us arrived in this chapel this morning and knew that today was the first Sunday in Advent, the official start to this season, and were probably expecting scripture lessons that involved at least some of these images. However, we have all just heard the lectionary texts for today, and none of these images are anywhere to be found. Instead, we hear words like justice and righteousness, promise and power, kingdom and tree branch. This is confusing. Mary, the shepherds, the angel Gabriel, the birth of Jesus in a manger are nowhere to be found. And friends, I think that this is okay. Because while at first this dichotomy between what we envision Advent and Christmas to be in our minds and what appears to be Advent for us in these texts seem to be quite confusing, I think the message is clear. Advent is bigger than trees and decorations, bigger than gifts, music, and food, and it is most certainly bigger than a birth. Advent became a part of the church's tradition around the 4th and 5th centuries. The word Advent means to approach, with this season being an approach toward the birth of Christ. As a part of this tradition, persons throughout the church prepared their hearts to begin a new year and to celebrate the birth of Jesus. However, as I just said, I think Advent is more than an approach toward the birth of Christ. It is a reminder to us that we are constantly approaching the full revelation of God's kingdom. We must remember that this time of approach is not passive. We are called to act. Just as Jesus told those around him to be on their guard, we too are to be on our guard and active in the world. We begin this morning by seeing the Lord declaring to the prophet Jeremiah that the time is coming when the promise will be fulfilled with God's chosen people, Israel and Judah. A righteous branch will spring up from the line of David, who will execute justice and righteousness, and he will be called the Lord is our righteousness. One of the cornerstones of the beliefs for us as Christians is that many of the scriptures and prophecies found in the Hebrew Bible, what we call the Old Testament, point to the coming of Christ, the Messiah. We believe that these prophecies manifest themselves through the birth of Jesus Christ, the human one, Emmanuel, God with us on earth in human form. These words from Jeremiah constitute one of these prophecies. We believe Jesus is a descendant of David and has come as a part of God's promise with God's chosen people. Although I think if we read this text as simply a foretelling of Jesus' coming, then we have not grasped all that there is here for us. Through the branches of David's line, this passage foretells something bigger than the birth of the Messiah. It foretells for us the coming of justice and righteousness. We then move to a story from Luke's gospel where we meet this oddly apocalyptic Jesus. We hear of signs in the sun, moon, and stars. We hear that there will be distress among the nations, and in the midst of what seems like disaster, Jesus says to those around him to be excited because redemption is near. The Son of Man will come down in a cloud, and with him will come power and great glory. He then moves, as Jesus usually does, into the telling of a parable. Jesus points to a lonely fig tree, but then quickly brings our attention to all of the trees. He notes that the trees have time-telling abilities by pointing out that when they sprout leaves, we know that summer is already near. But Jesus doesn't stop there. He says the tree's ability surpasses that of just noting the seasons. The trees are able to tell us when the kingdom of God is near. Jesus tells those around him to be on their guards, not letting their hearts be weighed down by drunkenness and worry. Jesus ends by saying that this event will be seen by the whole world and we must be ready. Now, in the Hebrew Bible, the justice and righteousness that Jeremiah prophesies about is seen as something for only God's chosen people, Israel. But if we read this text in conjunction with these words of Jesus in Luke's gospel, we see that God's justice and righteousness is for all. In his parable, Jesus points to a single fig tree. A similar parable is repeated throughout the Gospels of the New Testament, and the fig tree is commonly interpreted to be a symbol for Israel. But Jesus moves our attention beyond just Israel. He points to all the trees. Through this parable, the texts become linked. We see that justice and righteousness are what God's kingdom is about. We see that Jesus does not remain a branch by himself, but we become branches with him, tasked with transforming the world through the spreading of good news of God's justice and righteousness. God is excited when we partake in the work of justice and righteousness. We know this because it is what the work of God through the prophets like Jeremiah and God's work through Jesus' time on earth were about. The people of Israel were a people of the promise, a promise between them and God that all things will eventually be made just and right. It is significant that Jeremiah was prophesying at this time because the people of Israel needed to be reminded of the promise. They needed to be reminded of the love that God had for them, and they needed to be reminded that this love manifests itself through God's justice and righteousness. This message extends to the life and ministry of Jesus. He was born not to a family of nobility, but to a family that was common. He, with his parents, spent the first several years of his life as refugees in Egypt. Jesus and Mary and Joseph existed on the margins of society, and it is on the margins that Christ conducted the majority of his ministry. He called common people, such as fishermen, to be his disciples. He ate with sinners, he healed the sick, he fed those who were hungry, he brought hope to the hopeless. He was eventually put to death because of this, but raised from the dead, and as our risen Lord calls us to join him in spreading this good news of justice and righteousness. This morning, as the service began, we lit a candle. This candle was a symbol of light. What an appropriate symbol for this morning, and what an appropriate symbol for our task of transforming the world through justice and righteousness as branches with Christ. With this task, we start a new Christian year on this first Sunday of Advent. With this task, we are called to remember that in the midst of our preparations for Christmas, in the midst of our shopping, in the midst of our eating, and in the midst of our gathering, there are people on the margins. God's justice and righteousness for the world manifests itself when we exist with those on the margins. It manifests itself when we care for the poor. It manifests itself when we feed the hungry. It manifests itself when we offer hope to the hopeless, and it manifests itself when we shine light in the darkness. This is what God's kingdom looks like. We don't have to wait for Christ to come again for it to be revealed. As we approach the celebration of Christ's birth, we can approach knowing that through it, we can be a part of something bigger, the revelation of God's kingdom here on earth.